Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Somehow, I thought life in an epidemic would be calmer. Streets and shops would be empty, meetings and shows canceled. I could sit home streaming movies, learning a foreign language. Instead, I'm busier than ever. Changing travel plans, downloading video conferencing apps, foraging for toilet paper. I'm buried in emails from every place I've ever visited. Yes, it's nice to know my gym is cleaning its surfaces more often. But do I really need to be told, again, how to wash my hands? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Maybe so, because soon I will have plenty of time on those hands, now that everything's postponed. To help fill those empty hours, I've asked around about books I should read. A friend in London, thanks Ron, recommended the perfect guide to our virus-plagued era. The book is Daniel Defoe's A Journal of the Plague Year. It was published in 1722, shortly after the author's more famous Robinson Crusoe, and 57 years after London was devastated by the bubonic plague. Defoe was just a kid then, but he used an uncle's diary and his own interviews with survivors to reconstruct that epidemic. The result is both vivid and oddly familiar. London was booming in 1665, as was the U.S. until recently. When the first cases appeared, officials said it wasn't serious, wouldn't hurt the economy. Besides, they'd banned foreign ships from landing, so no worries. When the death toll soared, rich people fled to their country homes. The poor were left behind with a broken medical system. Authorities were clueless. They thought dogs and cats were to blame and killed thousands of them. In fact, the plague was spread by rats, so a few more felines might have come in handy, like testing kits now. In the end, Defoe writes, the plague wasn't all bad. After some early nastiness, people began to get along. Work together. Be kind to each other. Modern literary critics point out that Londoners showed the same spirit during the World War II Blitz. Maybe some good will come of our plague as well. The intense nastiness, partisanship, inequality of recent years is starting to seem petty in the face of sickness and death. Looks as if we're all going to have some time on our hands in this plague year, so let's use it. As Daniel Defoe did for a similar crisis 3 centuries ago, to reflect on what's really important. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.